We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Bepidechus Eliyahu Ben Zvach and Perek Tes Mishnah Dal. Kashem Shem Alu Lo Yeredu Kach Im Yeredu Lo Yalu. We spoke about, we gave a list of those things that if you brought them up to the Mizbech, although they are puzzled, those karbonos may be puzzled, we say don't take them down. On the other hand, Mishnah says that may be true, but Im Yeredu Lo Yalu, if you had taken them down, you should clearly not bring them back up. V'chulon Sha'alu Chayim L'Rosh HaMizbech Yeredu. And then the Mishnah says, in the previous Mishnah, we mentioned Rabbi Akiva says that Bali Mumin are kosher Bali Mum, which means if I had this cataract, which is not considered a mum for a bird. So therefore, when it comes to an animal, even though we wouldn't, L'chatchila would tell you not to burn that animal on the Mizbech, if you've, nonetheless, if you did, you don't have to take it down. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So our Mishnah is coming to teach us when it says, V'chulon Sha'alu Chayim L'Rosh HaMizbech Yeredu. If they were brought up alive, it means the following. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, all Bali Mumin, animals with blemishes that came up to the Mizbeach alive, Yeredu, meaning you didn't shech them yet, then take them down, don't shech them. The Mizbeach is not Mikadesh Bali Mumin that are alive. So if you didn't, obviously, usually Shechita is done before you place them on the Mizbeach anyway. But he didn't do the Shechita. You're going to do the Shechita on top of the Mizbeach and then burn the fats. No, says the Mishnah, even Rabbi Akiva would agree. When it comes to Bali Mumin, where he says, even the Rabbi Akiva would say, if you brought it up with a mum and it's alive to the top of the Mizbeach, then bring it down. Don't Shecht it at all. The Mizbeach, as we say, is not Mikadesh Bali Mumin. Then the Mishnah says, Ola she'olsa chayo l'rosh ha'mizbeach teired. You have an olah that's k'shera. So there's no mum at all. Nothing wrong with it. And it was brought up to the top of the Mizbeach alive. And this would be true regarding other karbonos as well. But we mention olah because we want to mention the hefshet, the flaying of the animal, the bituach, the cutting it up into pieces, which is mentioned in the sefer. So we mention olah. But this would be true with any animal. Any animal that's supposed to be brought on this mizbeach, you brought it up alive, you didn't shecht it, it's top of the mizbeach, teired, bring it down from on top of the mizbeach and don't shecht it there. Even though Minatori Oladashech there, Pasuk says, Mizbach Adama Tasarli, Vizavachta Olov, Es Olosech of Es Shlomecha, Pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisro, where it sounds like the Mizbach Adama, which is the Mizbach HaNechoshes, which as they traveled in the Midbar, they would fill the inside with dirt. So here it says, you can shecht Vizavachta Olov, Es Olosech, your Olos and your Shlomim, you can shecht on top. So Mina Torah, it would nothing wrong. Even L'chatzil was shechting an animal on top of the mizbech. Nonetheless, the Mishnah here is teaching us: if you brought your animal up to the top of the mizbech alive, do not shecht it there. Bring it down. The Chachamim say L'chatzila, you should not be shechting the animal on top of the mizbech. Why? We're afraid it's going to relieve itself on the mizbech. That would be obviously very disgraceful. Let that happen off the mizbech in the north, or if the Shlomim in any part of the Azar, but not on top of the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, though, even though it says an Ola that was brought up to the Mizbeach alive, bring it down and shecht it down, not on the Mizbeach, Shachata Barosh HaMizbeach, if, let's say you did, you didn't listen to the Chacham, you shecht it on top of the Mizbeach, so then you don't bring it down. Rather, Yafshit V'yinateach Bimkoma, then do the flaying, removing of the skin, and the cutting of the animal into pieces, bimkoma, in its place. Where do I learn that from? Because the Pasuk says, Vayikra Aleph, v'hifshita sa'ola, you should remove the skin of the carbonola, v'nitachosa l'nisachel, and cut it into pieces. So what do I see from that Pasuk? Once you shecht it on the top of the mizbeach, so then I should prepare it for burning. I should do the flaying and do the cutting into pieces so that I can be makter it on the mizbeach. I may as well, because once you shechted it, you want to perform the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, why would I now bring it down when I have to bring it back up to burn the whole animal? The whole animal is burned. It's a carbon ola. All I have to do is flay it and cut it into pieces. So once I'm on top of the mizbeach and I shechted it already, there's no reason then to have to then bring it back down, because the pasuk says you should do the hefshet and cut it into pieces and the tuach, and that's to prepare it for burning. Since you're on top of the mizbeach already, you may as well stay there. Then Perek Tes Mishnah, the Elu Im Olu Yeredu, the following on this list, if they were brought up to the Mizbeach, you should bring them down. says the first on the list says the Mishnah, and this would be true, by the way, even if they're kosher and they're tahor. So, for example, basar kodshe kodshim. So the basar, the flesh of the carbon chatas and the carbon asham, let's say, which are eaten by the kohanim, so those are completely kosher. They don't belong though on top of the mizbeach to be burnt. They're supposed to be eaten. Uvesar kachim kalim, or let's say the basar, the flesh, the basar, the meat of the carbon shlomo, which is eaten by the owner of the animal. Umosar haomer. And the leftover of the carbon omer. The carbon omer is the flour, barley flour offering that was brought on the 16th of Nisan in order to permit the new grain, second day of Pesach. Now, the night after the first day of Yontif, so when Chol HaMoed started, after the 15th of Nisan was over, so they would go out to cut the omer, to cut the barley. And they would cut, they would sift, three saw volume, which is an epha of seorim of barley, and a tenth of that, an asirisa epha, one tenth of those three saw, it was the flour that we used. They put them through a sieve 13 times or 13 types of sieves in order to get very fine flour, the choicest of the flour, the barley flour, and that was brought as the carbon omer. The rest was redeemed, and people could eat that. And that Isaron, they were makriv as a carbon mincha. They were maktir or komets. We mentioned the komets is the kohen would take the komets with the three fingers, wipe off the rest on the either side, placed on the mizbech, and the leftover, the mosar mincha. So that's the mission. What the mission is talking about, the leftover of the mincha saomer after they were he was maktir after burned the kmitza of the flour on the mizbech, that which was left over. So that's on this list in the Mishnah. Mosar omer, that's eaten. That's flour that's supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim. And the Mishnah in Perek Yud of Menachos discusses. So that's another example of it's supposed to be eaten. You place that on the Mizbeach, then you have to bring that down. That's not supposed to be burned. That's supposed to be eaten. Ushtei halechem, shtei halechem, which are brought on Shavuos. Lechem apanim, which is the 12 chalos, or really matzah, that are set up, arranged every Shabbos on the Shulchan, which is in the Heichal. That's eaten as well by the Kohanim. Ushiarei Menachos, the leftover Menachos, which are not supposed to be, obviously, the mincha was burnt on the mizbeach, but the leftover, that's supposed to be eaten. Vaktores, the Torres, now Ktores is not eaten. Vaktores is the incense. That was placed on the mizbeach achitzon. That belongs rather on the mizbeach haktores, on the mizbeach hazav, on the mizbeach hapnimi, the inner mizbeach and the heichal. And what you do, you placed it on the mizbeach hachitzon, on the outer mizbeach, which is where the karbanos are. That's not where the ktores belongs. You put the ktores on this mizbeach, the mizbeach hachitzon, the outer copper mizbeach. You have to take it down. So this whole list here, the kochei kochim, mosar omer, basar kochim kalim, shtei alechem, lechem apanim, shir menachos, the ktores, if they're placed on the mizbeach, you have to take them down. Then the Mishnah says, "Hatzemer sheberashay kvasim," the wool that's on the top of the heads of the keves of the korbanos ola. What does that mean? So the rosh, the head, was not included in the hefshet. You didn't do the flaying, removing the skin of the head of a korban ola. Rather, you would burn the head on the mizbeach. Obviously, the whole carbon is burnt because it's carbon ola, but as opposed to the body where you would remove the skin, the head you would not remove the skin. You makriv the head with the skin. And there, let's say next to the back of the neck, there's some wool at the head of the keves, right by the back of the neck. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Hatzemesh Teberashe Kevasim, the wool that's on the head of the keves. And it would probably be there because you wouldn't be removing the skin anyway. Well, let's say the hair of that's in the beard of the tayish of the he goat of a carbonola, vahatzamos, or the bones of the carbonola, vahagidim, the sinews, vahakarnayim, the horns, vatzalafayim, the hoofs, bismanchen mechubarin. In all of these cases where they're attached to the animal. So we're talking about the hair and the bones and the sinews and the horns and the hoofs. Yalu, you can bring these up with the avarim of the ola. The ola, the whole animal is burnt. You can burn these things along with it as well, as long as it's attached. The hair, the tzemer, the wool, the yatz, assuming the hair of the beard of the, if it's a goat ola, or if it's a keves ola, which is the where you have some of the wool on the head, the bones, the sinews, the hooves, the horns, etc. If they're still attached, you can place them on top. Shneamar, says the Mishnah, goes by regarding an ola, the pasuk says v'hiktir ha-kohen es ha-kol ha-mizbecha. What does that mean? Come es ha-kol ha-mizbecha, everything comes to teach you, Eve, as long as they're attached. Yeah, these can be placed on the mizbech and burned as well. But perishu, but if they've been separated already, the hoofs are separated, the horns have been separated, etc. Lo yalu, then you can't be makriv of them. Shneamar, where do I learn that from? V'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam. What does that teach me? Where the horns and the bones and the sinews, etc., have been separated from the flesh, so the only thing that we're makriv, v'asisa olosecha is habasar v'hadam, is the blood and the flesh, but not the tzemer, the seir, etc. So that's how I reconcile the two psukim. One pasuk says v'tekoin es hakol, everything's on the mizbeach. The other pasuk says only the basar and the dam. How do you reconcile that? Simple. When it's still attached, then hakol hamizbeach. When it's there detached, then only habasar v'hadam.